In the second example on this slide, figure B shows us an example of a simple neurohormone pathway. In this type of pathway, we have the nervous system and endocrine system interacting with each other to cause an effect. So in this example, there's a stimulus which stimulates a nervous cell, which is a sensory neuron. And the stimulus in the example is suckling. So that is when a newborn baby is drinking breast milk from the mother's nipple. And so the suckling is the stimulus which activates a sensory neuron. When the sensory neuron is activated, it causes the release of a hormone from the pituitary gland. This hormone, similar to the example we saw before, enters the bloodstream where it travels throughout the body until it reaches its target cell or target effectors. In this case, it is the target is smooth muscle cells in the breast, and when they receive this hormone, which is actually, I forgot to mention before, the hormone released from the pituitary is oxytocin. So when this hormone reaches the muscle cells in the breast, it causes the release of milk. So just to sum up that pathway, the stimulus is suckling by the newborn baby at the mother's nipple. This suckling stimulates a nerve cell, which causes the release of a hormone from the pituitary gland. This hormone is known as oxytocin. Once the hormone is released, it enters the bloodstream where it travels to its target cell, which is the smooth muscle in a breast tissue. And when the hormone reaches the target, it causes the release of milk.